You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
May the 3rd, 2022, reminding you we are live streaming. Went on the air live at rumble.com. Go to rumble.com in the search engine. One word, Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. That will open up a platform where you can see several of our previous programs and go to the one that's initialed live, click it, and you join us in studio. On news and commentary, as you just heard, President Biden is fearful that if Roe v. Wade is overturned, it will lead to invasion of additional privacies and personal rights, civil rights, things of that nature. He said, I'm not prepared to leave the issue of privacy to the whims of the public in local areas. All of this involves and revolves around that draft from the Supreme Court, a draft by Judge Alito that suggests it's time to overturn Roe v. Wade. It is just a draft. It's not final. It's not uncommon for justices to circulate such drafts in advance. The question is, who decided it would be to the advantage to leak that document, and whose advantage will it be? Well, we're already seeing some of that on several levels. And it's kind of like a large graph. You could start at the top or a pyramid if you want to look at that. And I mean, there's so many different routes to go from one city to another. Some are longer, some are shorter. But we're seeing already Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders calling on Congress to eliminate the filibuster and vote on legislation to codify Roe v. Wade into law. Just make it a law and be done with this going forward. Roe v. Wade, as decided by the court, just simply says the woman has a right to do it, but it's not actually in the Constitution. And folks tend to forget that. But at last night, when the bombshell got dropped that this draft was circulating, pro-right, I should say pro-life and pro-abortion activists all gathering outside the Supreme Court shouting. But you had the pro-abortionists, in some cases, yelling, let's burn this place down, talking about the Supreme Court. Now, that's insightful language, isn't it? Don't you think that's a true insurrection? And many of them using big tech media to spread that same message. Do we see the Biden administration going after any of them? Nope, we don't. Do you hear any on the left calling for the leaker to be identified and punished? Nope, you don't. Chief Justice Roberts did condemn the leak. And he made it clear that he wants the marshal of the court to investigate, find the source, so they could deal with it. Now, Senator Mike Lee, Republican of Utah, at one time had clerked on the Supreme Court. And he said, and I'm quoting, there are very, very few people in that entire building who had access to the opinion. And I'm virtually certain there are a number of people inside the court right now who have probably figured out who it is. And Senator Lee, Republican, said that person needs to be brought to justice. And then you have House Democrat campaign chief Sean Patrick Mahoney, Democrat, New York, making it very clear why this is so big at this time and why it was leaked and then released through Politico, a liberal publication. Congressman Sean Patrick Mahoney stating, abortion will now become the central choice of the November midterms. There you have it. That, in a nutshell, is it. It gives Democrats a talking point for November, something they can stand on. Women's rights, protect abortion. Never mind that a lot of the aborted babies at the time they're aborted, either are or in the process of becoming a woman in the womb. Their woman rights don't count. But this way they can try to have everyone look away from the disastrous last 2 years under Biden. And all these Democrats who are facing re-election can simply stand on the platform, I'm for women's rights and I'm for abortion. That will galvanize them. But I'll tell you something else they're not fully considering, how much it's going to galvanize those on the right, the conservatives, independents, and some Democrats who are not for abortion, except in rare cases. We got a lot more to say on this coming up in this entire hour. You don't want to miss any of it. Please stand by.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
If you have mold in your home, your family can get very sick. You need to call Wellington Environmental. Realtors, even hospitals and doctors call Wellington to solve mold issues. A Belleville homeowner discovered mold. Good thing he called Wellington. The mold is gone, and Wellington's new chemical process saved him $3,500. A university was facing some major mold issues. They called Wellington. Issue solved. The university saved $40,000. Wellington also helps research and test new products to deal with mold. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the BBB, Missouri and Illinois. Say you heard about Wellington on Larry Connors USA. Save $100 on any mold treatment or $50 on mold sampling. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I've not had a chance to thoroughly go into the report, the decision. But it basically says all the decisions related to your private life, who you marry, whether or not you decide to conceive a child or not, whether or not you can have an abortion, a range of other decisions, whether or not how you raise your child. What does this do Does this mean that in Florida they can decide they're going to pass a law saying that same-sex marriage is not permissible? It's against the law in Florida? So there's a whole, it's a fundamental shift in American jurisprudence.
Those are the words of President Biden and his comments about the unprecedented blockbuster leak out of the U.S. Supreme Court of Justice Alito's thoughts and opinion regarding Roe v. Wade. Roe v. Wade, of course, the 1973 landmark decision of the U.S. Supreme Court that said the Constitution of the U.S. does protect a pregnant woman's liberty to choose to have an abortion without excessive government restriction. That's 1973. Let me read you part of the actual, while you're listening to President Biden, he's telling you it's going to go have way, way far-reaching effects beyond abortion. But we'll get into that in more detail in just a moment, but let me read specifically for you what some of the draft language reads. And it is very, as they say, full-throated, unflinching repudiation of 1973 decision. Alito writes, "We hold that Roe and Casey must be overruled. It is time to heed the Constitution and return the issue of abortion to the people's elected representatives." He says that would, of course, be ruling in favor of Mississippi in that closely watched case. That state's attempt to ban most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. This is something like a 98-page draft opinion that is still subject to being rewritten, edited. But Alito does argue that the 1973 abortion rights ruling was ill-conceived and a deeply flawed decision. And he quoted a large range of critics of the Roe decision that includes liberal icons such as the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who at different times in her career took issue with the meaning or its impact on Americans and the political process. Ruth Bader Ginsburg having questions about Roe v. Wade. But to the fact that President Biden wants to tell you, and this is what the Democrats are going to be using to hammer home for November, Roe v. Wade is going to be an attack upon all your civil rights. How many times have you seen the Democrats really concerned about your civil rights when it comes to things like First Amendment? When we got Department of Homeland Security Secretary along with Biden and the rest of them putting together the disinformation ministry and basically controlling speech and marking you if you speak out the wrong way. Or your civil rights, like on your Second Amendment. How many times have you heard them speak out on that? But when Biden stands there and tells reporters this is basically starting to go into other things, it's going to open all of these up, and he says that's what this opinion, and he admitted he had not read it fully through, but he said that's what I see happening. Well, someone who did read it through, and in fact who helped present it on Politico, was being interviewed on MSNBC, and this is the legal analyst for Politico, the organization that released the draft. And this is Josh Gerstein, political senior legal reporter, saying, no, the Alito draft only targets abortion.
There are points at which Alito tries to suggest that, you know, this won't bring all the scenery down. If we move away from abortion to other privacy-based rights, such as contraception, rights like gay marriage, he does try to ring-fence this opinion and say, all we're talking about is abortion. He mentions that several times, and he suggests that it shouldn't be stretched into other areas. That said, I'm old enough to know that the court many times has said, don't try to apply our opinion on X to this situation Y, because it's different, and yet it often does get applied that way. But there's no question he's trying to keep this confined to the issue of abortion.
And, of course, that's telling it itself, right? To be willing to say like, oh, this is just about abortion. It's not about anything important. Don't worry. Tells you a lot about the frame of mind.
That laughing and mocking was Rachel Maddow, MSNBC, who is barely holding on to her job as it is right now. But she's saying, Of course, Biden is right. It is going to go far beyond, although Biden and I made his statements that time, what Biden said today she would agree with, and that is that this is not going to be just abortion rights. It's going to involve every part of your life. It's going to overturn our entire judgment system. Speaking about overturning and reversing, NBC did a close examination on Joe Biden and how he's evolved, if you want to choose that word, or radicalized, or found the best way to massage votes in order to collect them over the last several years. When you look back at his record, NBC said there's several instances where what Joe speaks and says now is contrary to what Joe did in the past.
According to this NBC review of Biden's voting record, going back to the late 1970s, early 80s, his record is far more conservative than previously understood. We all know, Willie, that Biden is a devout Catholic, always has been. He's long been personally opposed to abortion. But in this case, at the time that the Hyde Amendment was conceived, there was a raging debate over what the exceptions should be for federally funded abortion. And in this case, Joe Biden specifically aligned himself with more conservative Republicans and Democrats in opposing any exceptions for rape and incest. So just to be clear, we're talking about medicated funding abortion for poor women here. These were votes that were taken in the late 80s, or in the late 70s, early 80s. And Joe Biden, in this case, did align with conservatives like Jesse Helms, with conservatives like Robert Byrd from West Virginia.
You can't get more conservative than Helms and Byrd, could you? But Biden has also tried to walk the fence in the sense that I am a devout Catholic, but and I think a woman should have a right, but I'm against abortion. But on this case, he was kind of saying, I still think it should be a woman's right. You can't have it both ways. You really can't. You can make exceptions. You say, I'm against abortion, except in cases of, such as the life of the woman, if you're going to identify someone carrying a baby as a woman. I don't know how you treat it if you're identifying a man carrying a baby because they don't have a womb. I don't know how you're going to get around that little hurdle. But beyond that, and where we are in today's culture wars, Joe Biden is still trying to massage and walk things around. So when he was talking about what this draft was really going to lead to was an erosion of basic civil rights, he was just trying to make the explosion even bigger and beyond just abortion. Maybe you don't have an opinion on abortion one way or the other, but maybe you have an opinion on gay marriage, or you have an opinion on something else along that line. Many of them interlock. Many of them don't. There are folks that are staunch Democrats and also consider themselves staunch Catholics, and they support abortion. And there are those who are absolutely in favor of gay marriage, but not in favor of abortion. Barack Obama admitted that when he first became president, he was not a fan of gay marriage, but later said, I've evolved, kind of accepting it. So when you look at what Biden did in the past in voting, especially on the Hyde Amendment, which would restrict federal dollars for paying for an abortion. They cannot use federal dollars, your dollars, for the abortion. How do they get around that? Well, they use it to pay for rent, utilities, staffing, things of this nature, but not for the actual abortion. But then if federal dollars can't be used, then some poor women might not be able to have an abortion unless they can get some money donated to the abortion clinic. NBC looked also specifically about how Biden tried to interlink and explain his belief in his religion in reference to one of the biggest no-nos in the Catholic Church, abortion.
Think what Roe says. Roe says what all basic mainstream religions have historically concluded. That the existence of a human life and being is the question. Is it at the moment of conception? Is it 6 months? Is it 6 weeks? Is it quickening, like Aquinas argued? I mean, so the idea that we're going to make a judgment that is going to say that no one can make the judgment to choose to abort a child based on a decision by the Supreme Court, I think goes way overboard.
Way overboard. That's him today on what he thinks. Now, you can debate all day long as to how many weeks would be proper number for abortion or not. And you can also look at how some have reached the conclusion that, oh, you could abort right up to the moment of birth, even after birth. You could make a decision that a mother and doctor would decide what they're going to do if she wants or doesn't want the baby after it's born. You're talking about infanticide at that point, killing a baby that's now born. But if we can do it right before birth, we get away with it, right? That's their opinion. So Biden, again, with NBC looking at some of his past as to how things came together, his Catholic religion and abortion don't mix.
This is from 1986, where he tells the Catholic Diocese newspaper that abortion is, quote, wrong from the moment of conception. And he praised pro-life groups for trying to push back the frontier on when abortion is legal.
The life begins with conception, he said, at that time. Now, in this last run, to get into the Oval Office, he evolved to where he made these kinds of remarks, June 2019.
Number one, Roe v. Wade's the law of the land. A woman has a right to choose that decision. And if this court were to overrule Roe v. Wade, and I was president, I would make it legislatively. I would push to make it legislative edict.
And a legislative edict or codify Roe v. Wade, that it becomes law of the land. Not by Supreme Court ruling, but by a vote of the Senate, or maybe by presidential edict. Vote of the Senate, that had to have 60 senators, should have to have 10 Republicans willing to sign on to that. And that's why you're seeing now the push to strike the filibuster again. Let's just pass it with just 50 senators, and then we'll let VP Harris cast the deciding vote. And we won't have to worry about the courts messing with it again. Not for a long time. The reaction, the flashback, already underway. Mobs gathering last night, again today at the Supreme Court, and this is a setting for what could be another summer of rioting. Stand by, please.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at LarryConnorsUSA.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So there are some of the protesters that gathered last night and again today outside the Supreme Court. And they're upset that this draft opinion came out, as released by Politico, where Justice Alito wrote that it is time basically to get rid of Roe v. Wade. In fact, let me redirect from it so I'm not misquoting him. It's, again, a draft opinion. But he writes in the document, "We hold that Roe and Casey," that would be V. Casey as it stands in the court, "must be overruled. It is time to heed the Constitution and return the issue of abortion to the people's elected representatives. Roe was egregiously wrong from the start." Well, conservatives obviously are very happy to hear and see that, and they're also taking part in some demonstrations. But you're not going to see conservative voices and activists who are about protecting an unborn child carrying out what might be happening this coming summer, like we saw those two summers ago where they were having defund police and all the other BLM activists, and they continue still in some states like Oregon. But pro-life conservatives are praising what's been released, at least, if that turns out to be the actual fact. Now, it is, again, I remind you, a draft, just a draft. It always is subject to revision. But the president of the Susan B. Anthony list said, "If the draft opinion made public is a final opinion of the court, we wholeheartedly support it. The American people have the right to act through their elected officials to debate and enact laws that protect unborn children and honor women. If Roe is indeed overturned, our job will be to build consensus for the strongest protections possible for unborn children and women in every legislature. Joe Biden today, when being asked about it, he said, basically, the Constitution gives the right to abort a child. It doesn't. You will not find abortion anywhere in the Constitution. Roe v. Wade, 1973 decision, was based upon the protections of the 14th Amendment. But Biden, extremely Catholic when he needs to be or wants to be, and it serves his purpose, had stated previously that life beginning is always a question mark, but he also had acknowledged in the past that in an interview with a Catholic publication that he believed that, yes, life began at conception. Now he's willing to say it's okay to kill that life. Then the question, of course, with this leak, unprecedented leak from the Supreme Court of a blockbuster case, should Politico have publicized this? Joe Concha is a Fox contributor, also a columnist for The Hill. Politico is a liberal organization, media outlet, but Joe Concha did defend their right to take that leaked material and use it.
Oh, no, Politico had every right to publish this. If a source within the Supreme Court were to give this to them, they really have no choice but to do that. It would have been journalistic malfeasance if they didn't. And drafts like this are leaked, guys, for one of two reasons. The first, obviously, is DEFCON 1 to liberals, that abortion law could be returned to the states and to start mobilizing now. And it's virtually guaranteed you're going to see massive protests in cities across the country.
That is guaranteed. And they're going to increase this weekend. They're going to build through the summer. It's going to be a talking point going into November. The justices will issue a final ruling to see if this draft holds as it was presented sometime in June, July. But already we're hearing for cries to basically tear down the U.S. Supreme Court and every institution in our government because of those who don't like the fact that a baby cannot be aborted. My guest coming up next, Jordan Boyd with The Federalist, documented several of those threats against the nation. Stand by, please.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Ackerman Toyota believes when you need service, you want genuine parts, certified mechanics, no hidden cost. You get all of that with Ackerman Toyota. Plus, if you're ready for a new car or pre-owned, see what Ackerman has on the lot or what's coming. Ackerman Toyota, Hampton and Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
I am flesh and I am bone, rise up ting ting like glitter and gold. I got fire in my soul, rise up ting ting like glitter. Like glitter and gold. Like glitter. Do you walk in the valley of kings?
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back, and reminding you, when we are live, we are also live streaming at rumble.com. No longer on YouTube. They didn't like what we had to say. They shut us down. So now you can go to rumble.com, search engine, Larry Connors USA, all one word, and push live, and you're in the studio with us. When the story broke last night from Politico that it had a draft of Justice Alito's statement in his draft that it was time to overturn Roe v. Wade and that he had supporting justices behind him, immediately the left, in many cases, started calling for violence against conservative Supreme Court justices. And beyond that, and in fact, one, and they were using big tech media, which I thought we were supposed to be policing and making sure that this kind of stuff didn't happen, according to Mayorkas, Department of Homeland Security and his Ministry of Disinformation. But one of them was not just a common citizen, a senior correspondent at Vox, which is a leftist publication, stating, seriously, shout out to whoever the hero was within the Supreme Court who said, Evett, let's burn this place down. He said he was glad to have the leak surface. Jordan Boyd has been with us numerous times before and glad to have her back on board again today because she wrote an excellent piece documenting a lot of this night of calls for violence. Jordan, glad to have you back on board with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm not going to ask if you were surprised that there was language similar to what I was stating, but how much of it and how fast it multiplied. Your reaction?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, as I was watching this unfold last night, like a lot of Americans, vile, vile things are coming out of people's mouths. I mean, they're calling for violence against justices. They're calling for the Supreme Court system to be burned down, for the literal Supreme Court to be burned down. They're saying we should dox everyone, you know, related to this. We should retaliate. And there's other people who are even saying, you know what, we're going to use this as an opportunity to push our political agenda. We're going to nuke the filibuster, pass the Supreme Court, and vote pro-lifers out of office.
And to that extent, that will be pushed. It already is. Senator Sanders has stepped up and said, along with Senator Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, that, of course, she has nothing to do with the filibuster of the Senate, but all agreeing that we need to move forward legislation. Biden himself said, if we're not going to do it, if the court is going to make that ruling, then we either need to codify by the legislature or by presidential edict. So that part is set in motion. The protests are set in motion, and it has given the Democrats a talking platform for November, finally.
Absolutely. This is something that they're definitely leveraging for midterms and something that, you know, once again, is hypocritical coming out of Democrats' mouths. I mean, for years, all we've heard from Democrats is, you know, Planned Parenthood v. Casey, Roe v. Wade, Obergefell, all of those cases are the law of the land. We have to follow them because the Supreme Court said so. But now that the Supreme Court is saying something they don't like, they literally want to burn it to the ground.
Yeah, and I'm looking at, folks, you can look this up yourself on the Federalist. She's got some of these tweets quoted specific, and there are obviously words in there that I can't even put on the air, or I wouldn't. But there seems to be no backlash against those calling for this kind of insurrection. As one of your colleagues had said, we had in the previous hour, all of this amounts to a real insurrection, of leaking, first of all, and now all these calls for violence, far greater than what we saw January 6th.
Absolutely. I mean, I've seen things out there. I know U.S. Senator Ed Markey said this is a stolen, illegitimate, and far-right Supreme Court majority. I mean, those are the same terminology that Democrats leveraged against Trump to try and impeach him. It's the same terminology that they use, and they use in the corporate media to, you know, smear Republicans and to say, you know, we can't trust them. They're a bunch of racists. They're domestic terrorists. So they're using the same exact language, but the reason that they're getting away with it is because the corporate media is on their side. I mean, some of these people tweeting these horrible things are journalists. One of them that I included
Let me interrupt just a bit. They claim to be journalists. Now, I had to say that. Now you may continue. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. But I mean, I think this is something that we see over and over and over are these corporate media mouthpieces for the Democrat Party spinning things. And I mean, there was one who is a D.C. correspondent for The Nation. And someone had mentioned that the conservative justices will have the lives and the lives of their families threatened. She said, good.
Yeah, yeah.
That's ridiculous.
They have no problem with the justices and their families and their children, their lives being threatened. They're all in favor. And I'm glad you pointed that one out because it gets back to what your colleague, Al Reynolds, we were discussing in the last hour when she also said just the very fact that draft was leaked was a cause for insurrection greater than January 6th. But now directly making a statement like that are acknowledging that if the justices' lives or their families or their lives are in jeopardy, good?
Right, exactly. And, you know, one thing to keep in mind, like you mentioned earlier, is that this is an election year. And the last time that we saw crazy riots and calls for violence endorsed by politicians and the corporate media was in the summer of 2020, right before that election. So this is a coordinated move by Democrats to sort of weaponize this violent rhetoric, recognize this rage, and move it forward for their agenda.
And I have not seen a single Democrat call for find the leaker. Chief Justice Roberts has ordered the marshal of the court to do so. Senator Mike Lee, Republican of Utah, had clerked previously at the court and said it's a very small number of people. You're talking about maybe less than 50 who would have had access to the opinion. And he said they probably already know who the leaker is. Then the question is that person going to be facing any federal charges? And they could. They could because it would all be up under the U.S. Criminal Code. What do you think?
I think, you know, this is a disgraceful act. This leaker did this with the purpose of undermining the court's integrity. They did this so that Democrats could have the opportunity to leverage some of this for the midterms and for, honestly, the narrative. I mean, this is a decision that's been in the making for 50 years for some pro-life communities that have been fighting for this. And that allure that this, you know, opinion would have had when it came out, it lost completely. You know, I mean, the earth-shaking consequences of this are going to be lost because of this.
I like to think that not a single justice, if they were part of that draft and they stand by it, that they will not be shaking in their boots because of such threats, and that they will stand firm because that's why we put them in there to begin with, and that is support the Constitution.
Let's hope so. I know we've seen justices fold to things in the past because of political pressure, and hopefully they've learned their lesson and know not to do that in the future.
I recall that the one and only interview I did with Obama, in fact, my last presidential interview, and I'll probably won't get another one anyway, but I at that time, the Justice Roberts was on the court, of course, as Chief Justice, and the Obamacare bill had gone to the Supreme Court. And then almost immediately after that, Obama made remarks like, well, I'm sure the Supreme Court will make the right decision on Obamacare. I'm sure they will. So when I asked him, are you trying to use your office, the Oval Office, as a bully pulpit against the Supreme Court? The obvious response was, no, of course not. Well, I have no doubt that he did, and so is the intent of this leak at this point, just like you said.
Absolutely. And it's something that Biden affirmed. You know, he cast doubt on the finality of this ruling that, you know, has been leaked. And he also said that he's going to use everything in his executive power to make sure that it's disregarded. You know, he's frankly rejecting the Supreme Court's opinion before it's even been officially out.
And that is a very key point, because a lot of them out there just kind of accepted, oh, my God, it's going to happen. And as you said, Biden wants to expand it beyond that. He said, this is going to go beyond abortion. It's going to get in all kinds of your personal rights. And suddenly the left is concerned about your rights. I don't hear them talking about Second Amendment rights yet. I don't hear them talking about First Amendment rights. I hear them trying to shut it and shut it down, unless you're vile in the street or on big tech and it's preaching their message.
I mean, in that same vein, you know, the new Supreme Court justice who isn't voting on this issue,
right,
but she refused to say what a woman was because she said she's not a biologist. Well, all I've seen today on my Twitter feed is we have to protect the woman's right to choose. So which is it? Do we know what a woman is or do we not? It's just hypocrisy all around.
Jordan, excellent point. I thank you very much for joining us. We'll do it again.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Jordan Boyd, staff writer for The Federalist, also the co-producer of The Federalist Radio Hour. Well, the left is going crazy, as if they could go more so. Perfect example, remarks from Whoopi Goldberg. I'll have that coming up for you, but I also want to counterbalance it with some remarks from Franklin Graham, the son of Billy Graham. You don't want to miss what's coming up. Please, stand by. I don't endorse anyone unless I believe in them. So I can tell you with confidence and with personal knowledge, Rottler Pest Solutions will rid your home, your business, of pests without any danger to your family or pets. Rottler, the only pest control company you need. Call for a free estimate, 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER, or go to Rottler.com, Rottler Pest Solutions.
Mustang Savage. Guess you better slow that Mustang down.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So members of The View on ABC were talking in their segments about the draft leaked from the Supreme Court, that the court is ready to overturn Roe v. Wade. Now, again, this is just a draft as prepared by Justice Alito, considered a staunch conservative and a constitutionalist, saying it's time to be done with Roe v. Wade. It's been wrong from the beginning. That does not automatically end abortion. There are states that have trigger laws in effect that if Roe v. Wade is overturned, then they would outlaw abortion in their state, if not completely, severely, severely restricted. But don't let the facts get in the way as the others try to tell you how bad this is going to hurt. It's going to hurt people. Yeah. Let me give you an example. Joy Behar said she woke up during the night and heard about what was going on after seeing the news about the leak that the court might overturn Roe v. Wade. She just couldn't go back to sleep. It's devastating, she said. She said, my next worry is this is just the beginning. Next he'll go after gay marriage and so forth and so on. That's exactly what Biden is echoing today, President Biden saying. This is the first threshold and they plan to expand it. Justice Alito stated repeatedly in that 98-page draft opinion, this only concerns the issue of abortion. Then you've got another co-host saying that if it moves forward with this, it will reduce safe abortions and it will cost lives. Do they not understand that if there's an abortion, a life is lost? And then, of course, you look at the abortion numbers. Back in 1980, there were 1.5 million induced abortions. In more recent years, we've seen around 800,000, 850,000. I don't mean to make it sound that callous, well, that's half as much, but what's happening in many cases is they're using other methods as opposed to actual abortion. They're using abortion pill, medication, chemical, like that. So not really going through Planned Parenthood directly, but they could do continue. Whoopi Goldberg wants to defend the woman's right to her body. And my guest you just heard a moment ago, in case you missed it, make sure you pull up the podcast. Jordan Boyd with The Federalist made that point that this incoming justice can't even define what a woman is. Now, she has no say in this ruling. This court has already heard the case, and whatever ruling they make is based on what they heard back in earlier in the year, late last year, on the Mississippi case, which was trying to set a 15-week limit on abortion. But as Jordan Boyd of The Federalist pointed out, that now they're going to have to define what a woman is. I mean, if you're going to talk about women's rights, what's a woman? You got a justice coming on that can't even tell you what a woman is. Then you got Whoopi Goldberg saying, this is my body and nobody. You got people telling me I got to wear a mask or don't wear a mask. Yeah, I hear you on that. She said, everybody wants to tell me what to do, but you won't let me make a decision about my body. You're not the person to make that decision. My doctor and myself and my child, that's who makes the decision. Whoa. You just said my doctor, myself, and my child. So you're going to acknowledge it's a child if you're going to abort it, but you're also suggesting that it's part of the decision? It has a vote to live or die? Is that what you're suggesting? And then she rambles on and says that if you're going to don't understand that this conversation and having an abortion is difficult, well, I agree. I hope it is for women, and I know it is for many. It's not an easy decision for some. Different circumstances for different people, but the bottom line is that she said, if you're going to tell me I'm going to burn in hell, then you're not looking at me as a human being. Joe Biden is a staunch Catholic, so he says, but he is for abortion, at the same time for women's rights. Franklin Graham, Reverend Franklin Graham, last night on Facebook posted when the word broke out that the court, based on that draft, was going to overturn Roe v. Wade. He wrote, "Praise God. If this is true, it's an answer to many years of prayers." I echo that sentiment. As long listeners of this program will note, I have often said I think I've been given this platform for stories such as this, in large part, to make it clear abortion is not just something you decide and it's okay. It's not. It's too callous and indifferent for some. It should not be. And it is part of my prayer morning and night that we finally end abortions, dramatically reduce them at least, except in cases where maybe I would accept it. But just for the convenience of someone, there are many out there who cannot have a child. They would love to have yours if you want to abort. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.